From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. What was Tropical Storm Bill has developed into Hurricane Bill. Michael Brennan is a hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Bill's a minimal hurricane right now with maximum sustained winds of about 75 miles an hour, but we are expecting further strengthening during the next couple of days, and Bill could become a major hurricane by the middle of the week.
Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Claudette has weakened to a tropical depression after moving ashore on the Florida Panhandle this morning. Top sustained winds are now near 35 miles an hour. At last report, the center of Claudette was about 85 miles southwest of Montgomery, Alabama. Despite strong winds and hot temperatures, firefighters made significant progress over the weekend on a series of wildfires burning throughout California. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
By Sunday afternoon, crews had enough control of blazes in the Santa Cruz Mountains and near a small community 70 miles north of Sacramento to allow evacuees to return home. In a national forest in Santa Barbara County, a fire that started a week and a half ago is still sweeping through acres of dry vegetation and timber. Officials expect those wildfires to be contained by the end of the week. There's concern new fires could crop up in other remote, parched areas of the state. Julie Hutchinson is a spokeswoman for CAL FIRE.
There is a lot of threat in these areas due to the drought. People need to be prepared at all times to evacuate should an emergency occur around them.
Fighting the wildfires is costing financially challenged California millions of dollars. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
A controversial warlord accused of massive human rights abuses has returned to Afghanistan just hours after the Afghan government lifted any legal restrictions on his return. NPR's Jackie Northam has a report from Kabul.
General Abdul-Rashid Dostum's return to Afghanistan was low-key. He swept past reporters at Kabul airport not saying a word just hours after President Karzai's government lifted any legal restrictions for his return from exile in Turkey. U.S. officials here have criticized his return. Dostum is a controversial warlord from the northern half of Afghanistan. He was an integral part of the alliance that helped remove the Taliban from power in late 2001. But he's also alleged to have taken part in widespread human rights abuses, including the massacre of several thousand Taliban prisoners. Dostum still has a large following and the potential to attract votes, particularly from the large Uzbek community, votes which President Karzai may need to secure a win in Thursday's election. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
On Wall Street, stocks are taking a beating this morning. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 180 points to 91.37. The Nasdaq is down 47 points to 19.38. This is NPR News. Six people have been killed today by a suicide bombing in Pakistan. Police say three were children. The attack coincides with a visit to Pakistan by U.S. Envoy Richard Holbrook. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
This is Holbrook's fifth official visit to Pakistan. This time his tone's cautiously upbeat. He's been praising Pakistan for making progress in the war against Islamist militants, saying this means the US and Pakistan can concentrate more on economic issues, like helping out Pakistanis with their severe power shortages. However, Holbrook's also emphasizing that underlying problems remain. Evidence of that came today with another deadly suicide bombing, this time at a gas station in northwest Pakistan. Fighting and other violence is still simmering away in that region. This weekend alone, a dozen people died in Pakistani airstrikes in south Waziristan. And the Pakistani military says it killed six suspected militants in Swat Valley, where more than 20 bullet-ridden bodies, thought to be Taliban, were also found. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.
North Korea says it has agreed to lift border restrictions with South Korea to allow reunions of separated families and restart tourism trips to the north. The North's official Korean Central News Agency said in a dispatch earlier today that it had agreed to restart tours of scenic Diamond Mountain Resort and ancient sites in Kaesong, just north of the inter-Korean border. The dispatch also says the North has agreed to resume the reunion of families separated by one of the world's most heavily fortified borders. The joint projects were suspended amid tensions since the inauguration of a conservative government in South Korea early last year. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.